I believe the old saying goes, failing to plan is planning to fail. Now, sure, you can make it up as you go along, but that typically works best for jazz musicians when they're jamming. When it comes to an economy and the direction for it and the people it impacts, a plan, to say the least, is vital. My first guest this week is here to detail how the economic future of Sussex County is being studied so that growth and progression can continue. It's called the Sussex County Strategic Growth Plan, and here to discuss it is the county's planning director, Eric Snyder. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
And you can find a link to the report through a page at the news section of the county website, which is sussex.nj.us. And as a starting point, give us an overview. What is the goal of the Sussex County Strategic Plan?
The object was to provide the freeholders and, by extension, governing bodies across the county, as well as interested citizens and business owners, with as much information as we could so that they can make the decisions they need to make going forward.
And there's when you go over to the actual page through the county website where the report and the draft is, see some interesting stats. And, well, the first thing, this is early in the summary, too, how the population has stalled over a period of time and has even dropped in Sussex County. And that was always one of the big selling points in attracting business and for tax revenue and things like that. So if there's less people, that does add to the problem and challenges.
It does. It points out the fact that Sussex County is part of a region and that this is a regional trend. It's not something that's unique to Sussex. We need to be aware of it, and we need to do our best to understand the reasons for that trend.
And in relation to the specific people itself, it's the long-time, long-term residents are the norm. There aren't as many people as had been immigrating or moving into the county. The younger people are either not moving in, looking for affordable living, which used to be the trend, or if they are born here, they're not staying here, apparently.
This is true. We've never had a huge component of younger people. Traditionally, the, if you want to call it the post-high school, up to about 30 years of age cohort has been underrepresented in the county, but that trend has been exacerbated. We can also see that the school populations have dropped, which suggests that the old dynamic, which was move out of the county but then come back to raise a family, isn't operating at this point.
And that's one of the elements, too. If there's less school population, that means less aid, less revenue from the state to the county, to the individual municipalities, again, adding to challenges and problems.
Yes. The county has lost about 20% of its school-age population since 2005. That's a significant number because, as I said, it relates not just to the fact that we have space perhaps going underutilized in the schools, but we have a system which was always predicated on continued growth. Without that growth, we need to rethink the foundations of our whole planning effort. One of the reasons we did this strategic growth update was because the plan that we originally adopted back in 2005 and 2006 also looked at growth as a given, and that's just no longer the case. And so much of what we thought we knew, we no longer know.
Talking with Eric Snyder, the Sussex County Planning Director, about the Sussex County Strategic Growth Plan. There's on the news section of the county pay website, sussex.nj.us. You can get some jump links into PDF documents, more information about the public comment period as well, which is running through December 15th, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. We are an affluent country, county, as far as household incomes are concerned, but most of that income is either retirement income or from employment outside of the county.
Yes, much of the county's working population, north of 70%, works outside the county. That has, in fact, made us one of the more well-off counties in the state and even in the nation. That also points out the fact that the high-paying jobs are also outside the county, and that That's one of the issues with which we have grappled for at least 40 years. The difficulty in attracting industry, and particularly high-paying jobs, has always been something that has been uppermost in every governing body's mind for at least 40 years. In part, it gives people options. And really, that's where our whole planning focus needs to be. It doesn't suggest that what Sussex County has to offer is in some way of less value. It's simply that other places may have a greater diversity of options than do we. We are limited in our transportation system, although we can hope that there'll be a rail station opening within the next couple of years in Andover. We're limited in our communication system, although there is some light being shed as fiber optic cable is laid in the county, because in order for us to compete in an economy where near instant transmission of information is an absolute requirement, we need the best. And to that extent, that brings us in large part better able to compete, because we're not just competing with other counties, we're not just competing within the state. We're in a global economy, and we need to understand that, and we need to have the tools with which our residents and businesses can compete.
I know there had been in the larger urban cities, the Newark's, the Camden's, urban enterprise zones. I remember there was an idea that was floated might have been during the Corzine administration. That's how far back this might have gone. The rural enterprise zones that just never panned out. Is it just a matter of each individual region or county building up a friendly climate for industrial and commercial development, as opposed to any cooperation, any input from the state through ease of regulations? Or, I mean, if you have a unfriendly tariff, no matter how few regulations there are, businesses are still going to be reluctant to move in, develop, or open and grow.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, our function should be to facilitate intelligent growth. It's not so much as to simply get out of the way as it is to understand what businesses need these days. There needs to be far greater cooperation between the state and those with the zoning power, which is to say the municipalities. There isn't as much as we would hope. If we're ever to move ahead, and again, I continue to look at this as a regional issue, all parties in the region need to cooperate and work collaboratively. Sussex County has a long history of shared services, of understanding and effectively communicating the benefits of regional provision of services, and that has to continue into the future. But one of the biggest problems we have is that it's difficult to expand businesses and business opportunities in the absence of the necessary infrastructure, specifically central water and sewer.
As we wrap up, as we wrap up with Sussex County Planning Director Eric Snyder about the County Strategic Growth Plan, sussex.nj.us, here on Issues and Ideas. There are two elements of the draft plan that actually might work together: tourism and agricultural development. They call it ecotourism, but I guess the catchphrase the Chamber of Commerce likes to use. Are those, because the transportation, housing, industrial commercial development, and the regulatory burdens, those are all, I guess you'd say, the mechanical and they're multifaceted. Tourism, agricultural development, that's part of the heritage, and they sort of work together because they bring more outside people into the county to learn more and understand and be open to what the county offers, and there could be slingshot residual effects from that, those ideas teaming together.
Yes. I mean, what we need to do is focus on our strengths and communicate to others outside the county what those strengths are. And certainly, we're a beautiful county. We have a rich agricultural and natural resource heritage. Those do work hand in hand. And bringing those tourist dollars into the county, both in terms of immediate purchases and perhaps, you know, eating in restaurants and staying overnight and so forth, is an objective of both the county and the chamber, the Economic Development Partnership and the Sussex County Trails Partnership are both working in that direction.
As mentioned, public comment period runs until December 15th, and you can address comments to Mr. Snyder, the planning director. Learn more about this, read the summaries, the drafts, the reports by going to the news section. There's a news story at sussex.nj.us, and we'll have the jump links to the page with the reports for you to study, to absorb, and get an idea, especially if you live in Sussex County, exactly what the reality of the various situations are and the elements that make a county a working economic progressive business machine. In a manner of speaking, sussex.nj.us is where you can start all that off. And we've been joined this morning by the Sussex County Planning Director, Eric Snyder. Eric, thanks for explaining the report, its importance and significance and content. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you very much. And I encourage anybody to please get a hold of us because we need to hear from the entire population in the county.